Information packets are going out to the hundreds of thousands of Medicaid patients in Iowa, informing them of the change. Some have questions. So do the health care providers, doctors, hospitals, mental health clinics. Medicaid Director Mickey Steer says her department has an open door.
We're answering as many questions, no matter where they're coming from, as quickly as we can.
Under privatization, the state will pay for-profit companies a certain amount per patient instead of paying a fee for services. Some providers say they don't know yet what rates they'll be paid. Others say paperwork that the state used to take care of will fall to them. And critics like Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom object to the January 1st launch date.
A really arbitrary time frame to implement this. Absolutely massive change.
Advocates worry that patients who are already struggling day to day won't open their information packets and will get lost in the rush. Ames Democrat Lisa Heddens describes one patient who went from phone number to phone number looking for help.
We've got 565,000 individuals that are affected by this change. We're talking about people here, and that our people are continuing to get those services.
But representatives of the companies were there to reassure skeptics. Karen Michael is with AmeriHealth Caritas, Iowa, one of the winning bidders.
The very worst thing we can do on January 1st is interrupt care. That is the worst thing we can do, and we're all sensitive to that.
Advocates for patients worry about continuity of care. The companies say they'll work with current case managers and phase the program in slowly. They say they'll follow the guideline to use 88% of the money the state pays them for direct care of patients. Senator Bolcom offered a motion to delay the program's implementation until July. That motion failed on a partisan vote. One leading Republican on the committee, Mount Pleasant Representative David Heaton, said a lot of the day's discussion was partisan.
Today's been making me very frustrated because I think there's politics in these positions through and through. I think that people are trying to hold the governor responsible for what's being proposed here.
But Cedar Rapids Democrat Liz Mathis said, well, yeah.
And it was the governor's plan. It caught us by surprise. I'm sure it caught you by surprise. This was his idea. It emanated out of his office.
The committee will meet again next month. Senator Bolcom says he'll try again to get the start date pushed back. In the meantime, a lawsuit is proceeding. Companies denied bids are challenging how the state awarded the project. Governor Branstad believes he'll win that fight.
And the Attorney General's office has been, and they feel confident that we're going to be successful in this process, and that the Department of Human Services did all of their things in the appropriate way.
And Representative Heaton urged calm as plans proceed to privatize Medicaid.
We're going to have some faith in what's being proposed here. We are.
Heaton agrees with the governor that there's room for efficiencies in the giant Medicaid program and that patients will get better service when it's privately run. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.